Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we are focused on a real powerhouse of psychological research, the Personality Psychology Laboratory, or PPL, at Waseda University, led by Yatsushi Yoshio.
That's right.
And their work is just, it's so fascinating because it covers dozens of studies in both Japanese and English.
And they're trying to quantify the whole spectrum of, you know, human differences.
So if you want to take something complex like anxiety or self-control and turn that into measurable data,
the PPL is who you call. Yeah. Their whole mission seems to be this exhaustive mapping, personality structure, how we change over time.
And even across different regions.
Exactly. And now they're even getting into AI applications.
Okay, so let's unpack that. Where do we even start? The foundation has to be measurement, right?
It has to be. They've been so instrumental in giving researchers these really robust tools, like the Japanese short forms for the core big five traits.
All right. But they also create tools for these highly specific concepts.
And that's what's crucial to understand. It's what they measure beyond the big five.
Okay. Like what?
Well, they developed the dichotomous thinking inventory, for example.
Dichotomous thinking. Yeah. So that's just black and white thinking.
Precisely. The tendency to see the world with no nuance. It's either good or bad, right or wrong. They also track really desirable traits, like resilience.
I see. So it's this focus on both sides of the coin, the desirable and the damaging. That seems to be their whole approach.
It's very comprehensive. On the light side, as you say, they're studying gratitude and self-esteem.
But then they pour serious resources into the darker side of human nature.
Exactly. We're talking about a really expensive mapping of the dark triad: Machiavellianism, narcissism, and psychopathy.
And they don't stop there.
Not at all. They go further, developing scales to measure related things, like psychological entitlement.
That belief that you deserve more than other people.
Yeah, and even specialized scales for measuring greed.
It's a really deep look into our flaws and our strengths. But, you know, this raises a question for me. Is the person you are today the same person you'll be in 20 years?
Is personality static?
Yeah.
Well, their research shows a pretty clear answer, and it's no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Their longitudinal and cross-sectional studies track how the big five and even the dark triad traits actually shift with age.
And what's really compelling is their look at different eras.
Right. They use this method. It's called cross-temporal meta-analysis to track shifts across an entire population.
And what did they find?
They found evidence that emotional instability has actually increased in the Japanese population over time.
Wow. Okay. And here's where it gets really interesting for me. How personality connects to the world around you, to your environment.
The socio-ecological piece. They found some very surprising links between traits and, you know, geographical features.
For instance,
people who are more open and extroverted, they tend to migrate to major hubs like Tokyo.
I see.
And they found connections between the big five and things like the walkability of their cities.
That suggests the environment either filters for certain people or maybe it actively shapes them.
And these traits have very clear real-world consequences, particularly for our health.
Okay.
Their research links personality traits to health markers, like BMI, smoking habits.
The smoking one is fascinating. They found that smokers in Japan tend to be more extroverted.
That's the one. Which is a bit counterintuitive to some other data sets.
Right. So does that suggest maybe a cultural difference in the social aspect of smoking?
It raises that exact question. It just emphasizes that personality traits, whether good or bad, are often expressed differently based on the context.
And that context is changing fast, which I guess brings us to their newest frontier.
The cutting edge.
Integrating AI technology.
Mm-hmm. They are actively investigating whether it's psychologically appropriate or even ethical to use generative AI to estimate personality.
Just from how you write or talk to it.
Exactly. And even more, they're starting to conceptualize human AI relationships using frameworks like attachment theory.
Asking if we can become, like, psychologically attached to an AI.
That's the question they're asking.
So, when you put it all together, what does this all mean? The PPL's work seems to show that who we are is, well, it's not static, it's complex, it's context dependent, and it's always in motion.
Right. And it shows that who we are isn't just internal, but it's also a deep reflection of our surroundings. And it leaves you with this one final, pretty provocative thought.
Go on.
Consider their work showing that living in a high crime environment during childhood is associated with adult dichotomous thinking.
That black and white worldview.
Exactly. So if your early environment can dictate the very way you perceive reality, it really makes you wonder, How much control do you truly have over who you become?